Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Please sit down. I hope you've got your favorite beverage and let's dive in. Now, my first question is always to ask yourself, what do I want? And the reason for that is because I want your vibe on a positive vibe. I want to switch you from a mode of complaint to focus on what you do want, which always evokes a good vibe. And whatever you project is what you attract. So I hope that you've done that. I hope you're in a good place. And let's begin. So today I want to talk about the delusional relationship. It's one of the chapters in my book, or should I say it's one of the biggest mistakes, one of the 10 biggest mistakes women make that turn men off, that is listed in my book, She's Got That Vibe, which has made an amazing comeback because I've revised the book and so it's now available on Amazon. So the delusional relationship. So I'm here talking to my ladies once again, and I really want to talk about women who go out on a dating experience, they're seeing a guy, and before you know it, they think that they're in a relationship. They truly believe that they are. However, the man is on a completely different page. So the question is, why do these women believe that they're in this delusional relationship? In fact, I would have to say it's more coming from a place of hope. They're hoping that they can somehow make this person ready for the relationship of their dreams. So I'm here to tell you that if someone is not ready for a relationship, then you can't make that person ready. And a lot of women, I have to say, is that they fall short of allowing the relationship, the dating experience to unfold in a very natural and organic way. They speed ahead of themselves. Sometimes it's because perhaps they can feel their body clock ticking. Maybe it's because, you know, some women are getting older and they just feel like they want to settle. For some women, they're just really... And it smells like desperate vibes to just, you know, get the man. Whatever the reason is, women can get themselves into this delusional relationship. Sometimes, again, the man is giving off vibes that he wants to be in a relationship. And that's what I want to speak about today. But it's all an illusion. So the first thing that I want you to know is that you can't make someone be ready for what you yourself want. Okay, so you can't make someone be ready for what you're ready for. And, you know, if you're trying to convince a man, again, being in masculine energy, to come around to your side of thinking, you're going to inevitably chase him away. Now, you're not obligated to wait around for them to make up their mind also. Unfortunately, there's a lot of women that are hoping that the man will make up his mind, okay, and decide to suddenly want a relationship with them, to be exactly on the same page as them. Yeah, that's why I call it a delusional relationship, when he has even stated, you know, that he doesn't want a relationship. And I have women asking me, well, what does that mean? It means that he's simply not into you. He doesn't want a relationship. Okay? Whatever is said in the tin, that is what it means. Okay? So if he's shown to you, if he's demonstrated to you that he's not ready for a relationship, you have to be very mindful, as it were, how you're going to navigate this situation, because that's what it is. It's a situation. Because if you don't handle it correctly, you might find yourself feeling really emotionally attached and getting caught up to the point where you're so attached to this person that you now struggle to do. You now struggle to do what is really best for you. So I want to explain some things here today about the way that you evaluate men. In fact, you need to evaluate when a man says to you, separate what he's saying to you from his actions. And we're going to talk today about him not being ready for a relationship. So the first thing is if he's trying to say to you that he just wants to be friends, okay, or he wants to make out, like playing like he's your partner. Now, if this is the case, there's a lot of women who have come to me and they tell me about these situations with dating a guy. And, you know, things can seem like they're going really, really well. Okay, this is where the illusion is. But the guy has actually said no. He's categorically said, you know, he hasn't directly said he's not into you. It's actually quite painful. A man finds that quite painful to say to a woman. And so what he'll actually say is, okay, let's just go with the flow and see how things unfold. And so women come to me and they ask me, well, what does that mean? And my answer is always the same. Like, if he's not ready, he's not that into you. And that could mean yet, but you have to take what he's saying at face value. And if he wants to take an approach that says, look, let's just slow it down a little bit. Let's just get to know each other. You know, you don't really want to be mixing the lines between a platonic friendship and a boyfriend, okay? Or, you know, that guy that you want to call partner. Now, if you're okay with that kind of relationship, you know, that's fine for you. However, I know that a lot of women are not, okay? You need to have boundaries in place. You see, what I do see is a lot of women accepting this situation, dragging it out when he's made it really, you know, plain that he doesn't want this kind of relationship, okay? And whether he may or may not want a relationship, he may still want the benefits of essentially a girlfriend, right? And you as a woman, you're still having sex with him. You're still calling him. You're still pursuing him and talking as if you two are together. Now, listen here, for the delusional relationship, this guy has said to you, okay, let's just go with the flow. So he hasn't said that he's your boyfriend. And you're giving him girlfriend benefits to a man who hasn't said or acknowledge that he's your boyfriend. Okay. Now, in some cases, I've seen where men are holding you to the standard of not wanting you to see other people. And these men can even become jealous. That's the funny thing. These men can actually become jealous. And that's why it can be so confusing for you as a woman. Because you're looking at this jealousy as, oh, you know, he really cares for me. You know, he's being possessive. But really, what he's actually showing you, as all men do, you know, is that men are territorial. You know, men who are masculine men. Like, that men, it's just in their makeup. A lot of men are territorial with regard to whether they want to be with you or not. They don't like other men getting, you know, close to the woman. Because, and this is, this was really like an eye-opener for me. Because a man can be with a woman, know within himself that he doesn't want to be with that woman, and yet still be territorial around that woman. And that's him just being possessive, right? You as a woman might think, oh, it's cute, but it's not cute, because that is selfish. That means nothing in regards to him actually wanting to seriously be with you. You know, I remember, you know, a past relationship where I was probably in my 20s at that time. Yeah, I was. And there was this guy that I was seeing, you know, in my foolish heydays. And he, went, and I'm talking about my late 20s, right? And he, we were in a quote-unquote delusional relationship. Anyway, I broke it off. And I later on, many years later, I met a guy. And we kind of grew quite close. We never became intimate or anything like that. But through conversation and what have you, we realized, hold on a minute, that we had a mutual friend. And this mutual friend was this guy that I had dated in my 20s. Now, would you believe that even though that guy had moved on, had himself another girlfriend, he was still territorial? So you see that these men have this code. It's almost like they don't want to feel as if someone else can win you. They want to feel as if they're the ones who won you. Years had passed. And because of that, myself and this guy never actually got together. Okay? Because they were actually friends. I don't know if they were estranged friends at that time. But I just remember, you know, my ex calling me and saying, how is it that you could move on my friend? And I was like, whoa, but you know, you've moved on. I'm in a completely different space. But it was so territorial. So I want you to bear this in mind, okay? A man could be with you, not be serious at all, and be possessive around you because of this territorialism aspect of his personality. So, metaphorically speaking, these men can enslave your minds, or they want to enslave your minds. So, you know, just be mindful. Be mindful. Now, what is he trying to do here? Well, if you want to gain clarity on that one, you really need to gain clarity for yourself. You see, when a man says the words, the phrase, I'm not ready for a relationship, and it actually comes out of his mouth, okay, he's not ready for a relationship. You can ask him, well, what are you ready for? You know, like, what do you desire? What does that look like? Because again, what happens to a lot of women, you know, you may ask the guy, well, you know, what is that? What does that mean? You know, how does that show up for you? What does that look like? And again, he'll say, let's just go with the flow. You know, let's be friends. But you still don't have clarity on what friendship means to him. You see, friendship might mean friendship with benefits. Yeah? Friendship with benefits. And of course, I'm talking about sex, right? So his version of friendship might be, you know what, let's still go out with each other. You know, let's still act as if we're in a relationship. But, you know, don't hold me to the expectation of treating you like a girlfriend. In other words, he wants the benefits, but he doesn't want to really, you know, fill your cup up, so to speak. He doesn't want to meet your expectations. He doesn't want to contribute to your happiness, even though it's your responsible to make yourself happy. He's kind of just allowed, is letting himself off the hook. Let's just put it that way. And it is quite sad when women concede to this kind of relationship, because it's not what you want. As a woman, it's not really what you want. So you've got some men out there that like to interact, and they like to have the warmth and the emotional side of a woman around them, so they can confide in them and tell them about their day and all of that. But they don't want the obligation that comes with a relationship. And so to a woman, it can feel like you're in a relationship. That's why I call it delusional relationship. But it's not. And, you know, that's the key thing, understanding the difference. You know, when a man commits to a woman, committing to a woman means committing to one woman, right? You know, it means giving up other women just so that he can be with her and give himself that greater level of responsibility towards her, to ensure that she's happy, to enhance her happiness. But we all know that if we're going to get in a relationship with someone, that is all part and parcel of it, right? Okay, we want to add to that person in some way. However, when you're in a relationship, when you as a woman, you concede to that type of relationship, you're actually being complicit in that arrangement, and then you've allowed him off the hook, and really and truly, that's not what you want. You know, there's a higher level of time that has to be given when we're in a relationship that's official. You know, things change, dynamics change. And if that man doesn't want that obligation, those expectations, he doesn't want to give that level of time, then yes, he may still want to engage in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. However, it's not. Yeah? Even if he's trying to go there with you, because men are men, right? He's going to want to go there sexually with you. So what I'm really trying to get at is that even when he says, look, let's just be friends, or, you know, let's take it slow, or let's go with the flow, what does that really mean? You know, ask him, what does that mean? I want you to ask him to lay it out for you. Does that mean that you're still trying to have sex? You know, is that how you want us to interact with each other? And you're only asking that because you want to know where his head is at. Okay, you want to gain an understanding of that. But just understand, remember, you don't have to agree to anything. You just want to know or establish what is it that you're really in. What sort of relationship is this? Because it can feel so confusing. Okay? And remember, I said you have to know what's best for you. You have to know how you want to feel in a relationship from up front, before you even get into this dating type situation. Because when you can establish how you want to feel in a relationship and you can lay boundaries for yourself, okay, so that you don't allow someone to cross over it because you want to protect the integrity of how you want to feel, that is all important. Okay? That's all important. So you don't have to agree. You're a grown woman, yeah? You don't have to agree to any of that. So do what's best for you. So what do you really want? Okay? It's like me coming back to that first initial question. What do you want? You know, you have to know what's best for you. So what are you looking for? You know, what are you looking for in this dating relationship situation. And the reason why this is so important for you as a woman to understand and embrace is because so many women get caught up in compromising their true desire in an attempt to make it work. And I'm sure that you can relate to this. Many of you women I'm speaking to right now can relate to this. You want to make it work. You don't want to lose the guy because maybe you think there isn't better out there. Okay? However, this feeling of wanting a companionship, you have to be very careful, because essentially what happens then is, because as a woman you want that companionship, you end up lying to yourself and you end up lying to the guy as well. You know, so you might find yourself saying, yeah, you know, I'm okay with this, you know, I'm okay with going with the flow, when in fact inside you're crying. You know, there's a little part that's of you that's eroding away. Or you may say that you're okay with going casual, but you're not. What you're actually looking for really is a real relationship. Okay, so go in with intention. Obviously, you have to take time to find out what this person is. And at that moment, you can say, yeah, it's a casual relationship at that point. But know what it is that you're entering into. Evaluate what he's proposing to you. Does it fit how you want to feel? And if you can genuinely say that you don't want a relationship, that you simply want to spend time with this guy, enjoy him, then so be it. Okay? Who am I to tell you otherwise? However, what I am here to tell you is that that can lead to a lot of trouble. So you have to be very careful. You have to be mindful of who you engage yourself with. Because you may meet, and I'm going to put quote unquote, a guy who you might describe in your mind as low quality. Okay, so, okay, you think, okay, this guy is a low quality guy. You know, I'll allow him in my life. You know, he'll meet my needs in a temporary way. But listen, I've known it to happen on many occasions where a woman becomes emotionally attached to a man. She bonds to him through sex. Did you know that when you have sex with a guy, that you secrete oxytocin, which is the same hormone that is released when you're feeding a baby? And then what's happened? What's happened? You've become attached to this low quality man. That wasn't your intention. And then you've just created this difficulty for yourself. So it's extremely important that you be mindful of who you allow into your life. Because in the majority of situations, if not all of them, it leads to a dead end. It leads to pain. Okay? It leads to pain. So I'm just telling you all of this because I really want you to be mindful of entering into relationships with men who say that they're not ready. Be honest with yourself about what you do truly want and what you can actually handle. So when this man tells you, I only want friendship, can you handle that? Ask yourself truly, can you handle it? When he tells you, I only want to have sex in the meantime, can you actually be okay with that? Do not set yourself up for what you know is not what you desire or what you can handle. Because let me tell you something right now, it's going to spill over into other areas of your life when you are affected emotionally. So evaluate these things when this man says he's not ready for a relationship. And never be afraid to walk away from something that doesn't meet your expectations or your intentions, I should say. If you know you want more, if you know you want more in a relationship, then sometimes you just have to walk away. In fact, you have to walk away. Okay? You have to accept that this man is not ready. And I know it can be hurtful, especially I might be talking to a woman right now who's actually in that predicament right now in this very moment. You know, but sometimes you've just got to get brave, girl, and you've just got to take the bull by the horns, easier said than done, and ride out of Dodge. We've come to the end of our time. I hope this has been helpful to somebody, you know. I really hope that this has been helpful for someone. Because as we draw closer to the end, I just want to say something as well. You have to be mindful when you allow yourself to get caught up in these situations with men who don't want a relationship and hold on to it. Because what you're essentially doing in most cases, and this is really, really important, I want to leave you with this image before I go. What you're actually doing is you're actually taking yourself off the shelf. Yep, I said it. You're taking yourself off the shelf. You may not be aware that you're actually consciously doing that, but you are. And what I mean by that is that you're actually making yourself available. You're not making yourself available to what is better out there for you. I mean, in your head, you may think, oh, I'm just in this relationship. But you know what? You've given a part of your mind to a situation that is not good for you. So again, you're deluding yourself because you think, okay, but the thing is, I'm going to put God into it, right? God's universe is so clever. It knows when you're serious about wanting a man in your life. And if God's universe sees you settling, you know what? Your wish is my command. I'm not going to give you this until you're ready. That's one thing you cannot lie. You cannot lie. You cannot hide. So essentially, you're taking yourself off the shelf. But you need to be real with yourself as a woman. I'm not saying that some women haven't been able to pull that off. But the majority of women, I have seen women get caught up when they thought they could handle it, and they can't. They simply cannot. They become so consumed emotionally with the situation that when the right guy comes along, a guy with all the attributes that they want, he's right there in front of them, right there in front of you, and you cannot see it because you're so damaged emotionally. You're so not in a place to even see what God has blessed you with because you're messed up by these ridiculous situations that you've placed yourself into. Yeah? And so when the right guy does come along, you don't have anything left. You don't have anything left to give him. You know, you're drained and you're tired. You're emotionally hurt. There's heartbreak involved. Your heart is hurting. It's impacting other areas of your relationship. It's impacting how you see men. All of this. Because listen, at the end of the day, we're emotional creatures. So we have to bear this in mind as women. Be intentional about your relationships. So, be mindful of...
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.